Islamic extremists in Pakistan are calling for the Bible to be banned, shocking the country's Christian community. Pakistan's Jamiat Ulema-e-Islami political party has informally petitioned the Supreme Court to declare certain biblical passages as blasphemous. The group said that if the Supreme Court failed to do so, they would submit an application for the Bible to be formally banned in the country. John Pontifex is head of press and information at Aid to the Church in Need.
The extremist party, whose name is Jamiat Ulema-e-Islami, have indicated that, as far as they are concerned, the Bible has what they call blasphemous and pornographic passages, which is to say that there are sections of the Bible referring to slightly what you might call salacious stories involving figures that are held up as heroes in the Bible and as prophets, and which are also held up as prophets in the Islamic tradition, and who are described as carrying on with immoral activities. For example, we hear of David sending in the husband of his would-be lover into the front line of battle so that he would have greater access to her. So these stories are considered to be blasphemous, pornographic, by this particular political party, and they wish the Supreme Court of Pakistan to declare them blasphemous. And they say that if the Supreme Court were not to do this, they would put a direct call in for the whole Bible to be banned.
Has the Supreme Court given a response to this?
Well, not as yet. All this came about in a press conference that was held in Lahore last week, and the petition that was made to the Supreme Court was what they call an informal one. So that means that it doesn't have a very high status, and that may indicate what sort of response this particular political party were to make. But they have been saber-rattling to show that if the Supreme Court does make a sufficient response, as far as they're concerned, they will indeed call for more action to be taken. They will step up their demands.
Now, this political party, have there been any tensions between this party and Christians in the area or in the country before?
There have. The extremist groups in Lahore are particularly vociferous. The cathedral in Lahore, the Catholic cathedral, the Sacred Heart, which I have visited twice, is very close to one of the mosques, which is very extremist. The Mosque of the Martyrs has been very extremist, and they have been making less than positive noises about Christianity and indeed Christians. So, unfortunately, what we see here does fit into a wider pattern of extremist thinking.
So this is not the first time that extremists have used the blasphemy laws against Christians, is it?
By no means. The blasphemy law is a dark shadow that casts itself over the lives of Christians, not just Christians by any means, but of Muslims too. And the problem with it is that the law is abused, and rather than recourse being taken to the law and those responsible for executing the law, extremists take the law into their own hands. And if they consider that someone has blasphemed against the Prophet or in any way desecrated the Quran, they will take action themselves to execute the law by way of either calling for somebody to be have life imprisonment, or indeed for somebody who they consider to be guilty of these crimes to be killed. So this is the problem. It's not just the law. The law itself is, of course, very drastic and very controversial. What makes it far worse is the way it is not effectively policed, that people take the law into their own hands and carry out what you might call mob rule.
Now, what about the local Catholic Church? How have they responded to this recent call to ban the Bible?
Well, what we need to remember here is that the context for the church in Pakistan is not a very positive one. They themselves are still reeling from the death of Shahbaz Bhatti, March the 2nd. Shahbaz Bhatti is a Catholic who is the federal minorities minister of Pakistan, who was killed. And before him, in January, the governor of Punjab was also killed. His name is Salman Taseer, and he had spoken out against the blasphemy law. He'd called for them to be reformed. And so for this reason, the Catholic Church has no option but to be careful in its response. What they as Catholics feel is one thing. What they can say is another. So what we've heard from Bishop Sebastian Shaw at Aid to the Church in Need, what we've heard from Bishop Sebastian is a call for prayer, a call for patience, so that they can persuade the wider body of people in Pakistan that really this is absolutely impossible to proceed along these lines and ban the Bible. And Bishop Sebastian has indicated to us that in any case he's confident that really it's unlikely to succeed, because the wider body of Muslims, as we all know, respect the Bible. They see Christians as being those among those communities who are people of the book. And so that their attitude is to not to rise to the bait. Bishop Sebastian gave me to understand that this was intended as a provocation, that the best thing to do was not to respond in like manner.
All right, John. Well, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
Only to say that at this time, when the church in Pakistan has gone through a great deal of strain and trauma, more so than perhaps at any time in recent history, it's very, very important to stress the need for prayer. And it's also best to remember the sheer number of Christians in Pakistan. Pakistan may be only 1.5% Christian, but when you consider that the population is about 170 million, you can see why this community is so considerable. It's 2 to 3 million strong, and that is obviously a considerable number of people. And even if there wasn't a considerable number of people, they'd still be worthy of our prayers. But especially with such a number, they deserve our particular attention, focus, and compassion, with Aid to the Church Needs supporting in the various ways that we do.